Hey guys, my name is Bernie.
My name is Yasmin, and you're listening to the Fashion Fopa podcast.
This is the podcast where we have candid conversations with industry professionals about the fashion industry. It's a mouthful, I know.
You can find us on Instagram at the Fashion Fopa podcast, and individually
at King Bernie with two E's at the end,
and at Yasisaya on Instagram.
If you're listening to this on Apple Podcasts, be sure to leave us a review. And if you didn't know,
we're on YouTube as well now. So now that you do know, be sure to subscribe.
All of our information will be in the show notes, like always.
Once again, this is the Fashion Fopa podcast.
Let's get on with the episode.
Hi, everyone.
Hello.
Welcome back to the Fashion Fopa podcast. I'm Yasmin.
And I'm Bernie.
And today we're...
Oh, the introduction. I've never done this before.
Oh, my bad. This is just the second time that we're in studio now, so I'm a little rusty. But this is the podcast where we have candid conversations about the fashion industry with industry professionals. And sometimes we got solo episodes that are thrown in, and this is one of them. So that being said, today we are talking about things that we're manifesting for ourselves career-wise in the next few months, in the next 5 years, 10 years, till infinity and beyond,
in the next lifetime. Yes, sir.
But before we get into what we are manifesting individually or for ourselves career-wise as a whole with the podcast, I want to talk about what manifestation is and what the definition is, what the science is behind it before we get into what we want to manifest. Because I feel like a lot of people don't know. And I know you know more about this than I do. So I'm throwing the mic to you now.
Wow.
What is manifestation, Bernie?
You should have told me you're going to do this because now I don't know how what should be done. Manifestation is just this idea that you can shape your life the way that you want to.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, obviously not everyone believes in the woo-woo stuff. I get it.
In the woo. Damn.
Okay. The crystal girlies, uh-huh. You know?
And the crystal boys.
Yes, not everybody believes that. Mm-hmm. In the crystal they and thems. But I mean, I think like in every spiritual, whether it's like religion, whatever, there is some sort of like manifestation that people like practice, like prayer, journaling is a way of manifesting, scripting. Like these are things that you can, these are practical ways that you can manifest.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking things into existence, doing a vision board, like these are all manifestation techniques that you can imply in your life. Mm-hmm. I mean, let me know if I'm wrong. Don't quote me on this, but I'm pretty sure that the whole science about it is about like metaphysics.
Metaphysics or quantum physics?
I think it's quantum physics, actually.
Okay.
Yeah, you might be right. Quantum physics. See, you should have told me that you were going to do this to me because I would have been prepared.
Listen, any time that we talk about this, you're on your A game. So I was like, she's going to be on it today.
No, I need to come prepared. So I'm pretty sure there was like research made about, like, for example, when you speak to plants, like, and you speak like positively into them, like that helps them grow. Even like with like water, it changes the crystals of the like in the water,
the minerals,
the crystal, whatever, within the water. And I feel like it kind of applies to us. I mean, we're 70% water, around 70% water. So, I personally believe if you speak things into existence. I've manifested a lot of things in my life, you know. So, if you speak certain things into existence, if you have a certain language, and you kind of deconstruct the language that you're using when you talk about yourself and your future and your environment, that will definitely impact the future that you have, and ultimately help you shape the life that you want.
Yeah.
That is my definition / science behind it. I mean, that was definitely not.
No, but I feel like it's going to be relative to how everybody practices it. But I feel like in a nutshell, for people who don't know what manifestation is, then that's a good way of explaining it.
Yeah, like, it's I feel like you it's got like it the down. Dummy explanation.
Yeah, it's the broken down
version
of it. We're not going to get into the whole science terms of it all because I ain't no scientist nor a exists.
And it's kind of hard to like understand if you don't have some sort of like spiritual background, I guess. Because like I grew up Christian, so I think like even though I don't necessarily practice that anymore, there's certain spiritual things that I'm able to understand because I have like that like base
religious background base. Yeah.
That helps me understand certain things and conceptualize certain things. Like if I tell somebody that I've been able to manifest money out of nowhere, jobs out of nowhere with no connection, then nothing, like they'll be like, how? No, just manifesting.
Yeah. Okay. Well, on that note, how do you feel like you practice manifestation? Like what are things that you do to implicate manifestation practices on either on a daily or weekly or whatever?
I mean, I feel like people force, and I think myself too, I force manifestation a lot. It's now it's more like intuitive. Even my spiritual practices are a lot more intuitive as opposed to like scheduling things. You know, I don't schedule like manifestation days. I don't, like, sometimes I do it if I feel like it speaks to me. But I think one thing that I've done that's like the most important and most effective way is like really doing things that I truly believe will lead me to the life that I want to live, like every day, you know? So I was always the type of person that I would never, like, I knew that I always wanted to work in fashion. So all of the jobs that I've ever had have been fashion related, down to retail.
Yeah.
Even like the smaller jobs. It's always been retail. It's always been like in marketing. It's always been in something that had some sort of relations with fashion. And I never ever took jobs, even if they were offered to me, that were outside of that, you know? So that for me was a way of manifesting, kind of aligning all of my chess pieces into what I want. So, and also just connecting with people who also want similar things. And want the same things as me definitely helps. Creating an environment where it's like, it's easy and that's the only answer. It's
like foolproof.
Yeah. Where it's like, that's the only option, you know? Because I feel like even when I was in high school, people always ask me like, oh, don't you have a plan B? Don't you have another plan? I was like, no, this is the plan A, B, C, D, F, G, all the way to Z. Like, I'm being full on serious. And also just being like super, that's one thing about me. Like, if I say I'm going to do something, I will do it. People know. Even if it was as a joke at first, just because I said it, and now it's out in the universe. I gotta follow through, you know? So I guess these are like little things that I've done that's helped me manifest like the things that I want. And also just like put yourself in position of learning, you know? So asking people questions that might have more knowledge than you. Look, researching, reading books. I've read like, and I've watched probably all of the movies about the designers that I have, like all of these things, you know, I've done it. Watching the interviews, like all of these things, I've done it. Just because I feel like you can absorb certain things, you know, if they were able to do it, you sure can. And also just, again, connecting with people who are where you want to be. And having a relationship with them definitely helps. It's obviously not in like a way of trying to get something out of them, but generally being interested in what just they wanting, are and who they are as a person. Just wanting to learn
and absorb.
And not necessarily being for your benefit. And also just giving a helping hand to people who are doing the things that you want to do. You know, that's definitely helped me because then it puts you in like a good position. If I know, even if they didn't ask me, I know they're doing something that I'd be interested in. I'm like, hey, this is something that interests me. If you need any help, let me know. There's a lot of things I've done pro bono, and there's a lot of other things I'm willing to do pro bono because I know where it can lead me.
I feel like that kind of falls under finding like a mentor or multiple mentors in like your field, or you know, it is very helpful, and it's a way of like, how can I say this? It's a way of manifesting what you want without being so like prominent about it or vocal about it, because you're just you're putting yourself in the juice to be able to fully be immersed in it later.
Yeah. And also another thing that I would say that's helped me manifest is like reframing my language, and stop using certain words and being very careful about the words that I use. When I speak to people, when I speak about myself, when I speak about my projects and things like that, it's never about a matter of if, it's always a matter of when. I people have, I guess, different opinions about that, but I do like to give myself timelines for certain things. I've given myself timelines for certain things, and I was like, I'm going to be doing this in 2-3 years. I'm giving myself 2-3 years to get where I need to be, and it helps, you know, because it keeps myself accountable, and it's like asking myself, like, what do I need to do today that's going to help me get there,
you know? Yeah.
And the present that you, like, your present life is going to shape what's going to happen in a year, 2-3 years from now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now.
What you do now affects what will be done.
Yeah. So
in the future.
Your present is your past and your future. Like this time, like, there's no such thing as past and future. Anyways, I'm not gonna get into the whole woo-woo shit, but there's no such thing as past and future. There's only a present time. And you get to decide what that present time looks like, ultimately.
Yeah.
So, and then I used to do a lot of scripting too, which scripting is basically writing in the present tense, again, with like reframing your language. That really helped me with reframing my language. But it's writing in the present tense what you want to happen. So, like, if you want to get and you have to be very specific, as if, like, you're writing a journal entry. So it's like, I don't know.
Like, today I blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, like, today I went to the first day of my dream job. I came in. There was a black car, three blocks. Like, get very specific about, and to the point where it's like you can picture it. So I've definitely done that, gotten very, very, very specific with certain things that I want. That definitely helps. Affirmations too. Yeah. And also just making sure that you're cleansing your space. I've not been the best at that lately. Cleansing my space, cleansing my energy, all that stuff. It's not been...
She has her little sage in the house often.
It's not even sage.
Whatever it is. I don't know what it is. I'll be coming into her apartment from time to time, and she has her incense going. Or, like, if I've had a rough week and then I come over, she's like, I feel like you need a little. And then she gets all bippity-boppity-boo on me real quick.
A little cleanse. So cleansing your... And it's not just, like, you don't necessarily have to use the incense, the sage, or whatever. Like... What happens in the physical, in the spiritual first. So if your place is a mess, like, you might need to check in with yourself spiritually, you know?
Yeah.
So I think, like, your space, your environment, the people that you hang around is a definite representation. Like, it's a mirror of yourself, you know? So if you're living a life that you're not proud of, that you don't want, then maybe you should, you know, look in the mirror, babes. And I've had to do that a couple of times. It's hard, it's painful, 100%, but it's beneficial to look in the mirror.
Check yourself before you wreck yourself.
Exactly. You know, so sometimes you'll realize that, and also something I've always said, like, the answer is always within, you know. So you'll realize that, like, a lot of the problems that you have, you might be the cause of them. And obviously, like, that conversation has nuance, because there is external factor, like systematic racism, like all of these things, you know. We don't even need to get into them. We get that. But I think it's important to mention. But sometimes, you know, the whole self-doubt thing, like a lot of those things, you'll realize that they come from your environment. Maybe you had parents that did not praise you enough as a child, so now you are looking for validation before
with feeling other like, people.
Yeah, before feeling like your ideas are valuable because you felt like if your parents didn't do that, then
somebody else has to.
Yeah. So there's like little things like that that we practice and that we do now, but it's just a representation of the environment that we've grew up in, mm-hmm. and the environment that we're still in. So if you're not happy with where your life is physically at the moment, you need to check in with yourself mentally and spiritually. I swear to God, I swear to God, you will find the answers.
And you'll find peace in that too.
Oh, yes.
Like checking in with yourself and asking yourself, how are you doing mentally, emotionally, physically, spiritually, financially, is really good to do like once every week, once every couple weeks, even once a month if you want to do that.
Yeah, I try to do that once a month, you know?
Yeah.
And it's not like, also, for example, like I post my monthly recaps on Instagram and I wrote like full on captions, but like, a lot of times before that whole post happens, there's mm-hmm. a lot of self-reflection that's happened.
Yeah, like, what did my month look like? And, like...
Yeah. You know? And, like, even most of the times, I try my best to make sure that I do. But I write a letter to myself.
Oh, right.
Yeah, every month. And it's titled, the same title as my monthly recaps and the same titles as my monthly playlist. So it's, like, a whole, like...
It's a cohesive thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a whole...
I didn't know that. That's cute. I like that.
I won't blame you if you steal it, but
no,
my trademark.
I'm not I'm not planning on stealing. I don't do monthly dumps to begin with.
Oh, that's true.
Right, or monthly recaps to begin with right now. I'll post a dump here and there, but I definitely don't write a letter to myself every month, which maybe I should do. And I don't make monthly playlists. I listen to the same few songs all the time.
Well,
so
what do you do to manifest?
What do I do? I feel like I well not I feel like I know I don't know what I'm saying I feel like I know that the main practices that I use to manifest is mainly just my journaling. Mm-hmm. I have a 5-minute journal, so
I hate those things, by the way, but teach their own.
I have a 5-minute journal and I have a blank page journal as well. So
that's better.
My blank page journal is just.
I just hate like anything with fucking prompts. I feel like it's just not enough for me to dive into.
I get that. But I feel like I need both for me personally, because my 5-minute journal gives me a sense of routine, especially when I feel like I'm lacking it.
Okay, well, that's fair.
For morning and night.
Yeah.
Because then I feel like, okay, even if I have had really nothing to do with my day, my 5-minute journal kind of helps me set the tone of like, okay, what would you like to get done? What's the ideal? Mm. And then when you recap at the end of the night, what did you do? How did you like feel productive? What would you have changed to make it better? Whatever, all that. So I like the sense of structure and the sense of routine that it gives me. And there is a prompt in it every day that like tells you to write an affirmation to yourself that day. And I feel like that specific affirmation is the way that I manifest on a daily. Sometimes it'll be spiritual. Sometimes it'll just be like me telling myself I'm the baddest bitch alive. Like,
oh, that's right.
You know, like it depends. But and a lot of those manifestations or some manifestations that I've used within that journal have also been either a source of inspiration for poetry that I've written, or they've been included in poetry that I've written. So it comes full circle at a certain point. But my regular like blank page journal is where I have like my brain dumps that I manifest, or I have my journal entries of like specific things that I want for myself in like a year's time or 6 months time or 5 years time.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I'll get very specific of like, you know, whatever aspect of life that I'm trying to speak into existence, or something that I want in a certain aspect of my life that I want to speak into existence in time. And I'll get very detailed about it, down to like what did I do that day, what did I eat that day, what did I wear, who was I with, who was I not with. You know, where am I living? Like everything. So that's for that. But I feel like with the way that I write in the brain and like in the brain dumps or in my blank page journal, it'll either be like a specific thing like that, or like I feel like the way that I pray is in writing. So if I'm like talking to God specifically, it's through writing. Sometimes it'll be like on some out loud, like private in my room. I'm just on my ones and like we're just having a chat. But most of the time it's in writing. And that's when I'll be like sort of asking for guidance or asking for clarity on some things, mm-hmm. asking for a sign of whether I should still be involved in something or not, or whether whether where I'm at right now is where I should be, you know, all of those things. And I do feel like it gives me a sense of comfort. Like the way that I pray is very much like in an individual conversation with myself and God, if you believe in that, or if you believe in higher power, and in the way that I write. So I feel like that's how I speak things into existence, or how I manifest certain things. I don't own crystals. Shout out to the girls who own crystals. I don't know about all that right now for me. And what else? I need to get better at wanting to make vision boards or mood boards, because I used to do that and I've like stopped. I haven't done that one in years, but I really should, because I feel like a visual aspect would be great to add to the things that I do want. Because I list out, that's another thing that I do, like in terms of what how I manifest. I used to do this way before I started like really getting back into writing, but my notes app, if you look at my notes app, it's filled with like just notes of, and they'll all be titled like things that I want to do, or that I will achieve before I'm 25, places I want to go by next year, things that I will have accomplished in 2023 or whatever. I have so many brain dumps like this of specific things that I want to check off by either a certain age or a certain timeline or a certain year, mm-hmm. in my notes. It's filled.
Like, are you willing to share a couple of them?
I could.
Okay, let's hear
it. Do you have any in your notes app?
I don't think so. I'm a pen and paper gal.
I know. I do a lot on pen and paper too, but before I had gotten a journal again, I went into notes. Okay, there you go. This, I don't remember. Okay, September 7th of 2020, I had written down things that I wanted to do. So just, and it was very much like everything was titled I will dot dot dot, or mm-hmm. I will blank, right? So I will work for a magazine. I had technically done that already, mm-hmm. but on like an internship type of thing, and it was very minimal. So I mm-hmm. this I still haven't checked off, because this is something that I would want to do more on a full-time thing eventually, or on a longer term thing. I will have my own talk show as a fashion critic or stylist. The podcast is close enough for right now. This was in 2020. I will travel around Europe. I can kind of check that off because I've done a couple countries now. Mm-hmm. I will go to South Africa. I can check that off because I did go to Botswana. I will change my hair color, that I did do multiple times. Like after literally, I want to say.
Is that yes in laughing?
Yes, it was. Mind you, I wrote these down September 7th of 2020. So at the time I hadn't dyed my hair yet, but I think a few weeks later is when I like went balayage blonde for the first time, and it was a big deal. I will eventually. Damn it.
What did you write?
I will eventually have a relationship.
God damn.
The worst part is that, but I don't know if I had adjusted some stuff in this list before I wrote it down, but September 7th, 2020, I was in a relationship at the time. Well, so maybe I had wrote it before and I had made adjustments and I just forgot, but that was checked off the list that had already happened. And then I will see Beyonce and Rihanna in concert at some point. I have to. In order to die happy, I need to see these women perform. I have to do it.
Well, mm-hmm. I don't have a list.
That was back then. So there's definitely some stuff that I can check off. This was 2 years ago. Like there's a few things that I can check off on here, or things that like are an adjustment version. Like I will have my own talk show as a fashion critic or stylist. Like we're kind of ish in that sphere with the podcast now. Mm-hmm. So I could sort of count that for the time being until it gets bigger over the years.
Yeah, I read a lot of like random, like I have like lists of shows I want to watch. I have like starts of poems that I never finished. I have like to-do lists for every day. But I don't have like my life situation here. I'm just a pen and paper girl.
I'm like reading some of my other things that I've written in here, and I'm just like, I don't want to read these out loud for some of them. There's literally a whole, I literally had a whole brain dump that I guess I wrote in my notes at some point. When did I write this? May 20th, 2022. And I titled it Reasons Why I'm Sad and Crying Right Now.
Damn. I have quotes from books mm-hmm. in my notes app. I have like some dumps for a project that I've been working on, but mm-hmm. it's been put on hold. So there's not much. Yeah. Mm. I don't really have that. I don't write those things in my. And then I have like ideas for the podcast and stuff.
Yeah.
And other stuff like yeah. that. Like ideas, poetry stuff. But that's about it. That's like my.
Yeah, I don't think, I mean, I have.
And I have quotes that I've heard.
Yeah. I have funny things that my friends have said to me that I just needed to write down in here in order to bring it back up again at some point. Parce que, my God.
I also have, like, things that people have told me that, like, resonated or impacted. Stuck. Yeah, and I wrote
I take, now. Okay, things that people have told me on text that have either resonated or that I was like, damn, like, I need to keep this. I would screenshot it. I wouldn't write it down.
I had someone tell me one day, because I performed a poetry piece called Birthed by the Mood, and he told me, I was like,
what did he say? He
said, I'm always reminded of you when I see the moon now. Romance and dead, y'all. Bruh.
Oh my God.
I was like, oh my
God. I'm getting flustered just hearing that.
What? I wanted to cry. I want to cry right now. I was like, what the fuck? So I wrote it down.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Now, for me, I have one thing that someone had said. I was having a conversation with this person about, I don't know it was about art, but I don't remember if it was about writing specifically or if it was about just like expressing yourself as an artist or your craft in general. But I don't remember what I had said before they sent these next three things that I just had to screenshot because I read that and I was like, I've never heard it from that point of view. Mm-hmm. If you recognize yourself in what I'm going to say, then
shout out
to you. But they had said that's how most art is coming from a real place. Nice thing about it is we're all neighbors at that place. And that resonated with me a lot.
Damn. Who said that? I think I know who said that.
You do know who said that.
Okay.
You've met this person who said that. Yeah.
It's Mr. The emoji.
No.
Oh.
No. It's the cousins. One of them.
Goddamn. I was not ready for that.
I mean, I won't say the name, but I'll just, it's Gems. You know it's Gems. That's who it is. But
I know who that.
Yeah.
Hey, Gem.
my God. But yeah, no, he said that in a conversation that we were having about writing or.
Anyways, girl, moving
whatever,
on.
Whatever, but.
We're not going to start talking about these men.
No, nope. We're not. But just like all that to say, it resonated and I had to keep it.
Okay. Well, he did one good thing. He did many good things, okay? I'm just being messy.
Ha! You gonna get me in trouble.
He did many good things. He's a great guy.
He is a great guy.
Moving on.
Ooh. But yeah, I feel like that's how, in a nutshell, praying and how I write, having conversations by myself with God or with myself, and journaling is how I practice manifestation for the most part. I do want to include the vision board, mood board thing eventually, but for right now, that's what I do. That's what I like to do, and I feel like it's worked out for me.
Cute.
So far. So, you know?
You're leading this episode.
Sorry. Well, you... leading. After I asked you about manifestation and about how you practice, Miss Ma'am went on a long tangent. So,
basically, I was like, do we even have talking points for this episode? And then she's like, yeah, I thought about it. And I was like, okay, so you're leading.
I thought about how I was going to intro this episode. I never said anything about no talking points.
Okay.
Anyways, that being said, what are things that we, as a collective, do we want to share what we as a collective are manifesting for ourselves for the podcast?
I mean, some people say like evil eye, but one thing about me, if Jesus say yes, nobody can say no.
If Jesus say yes, nobody can say no. If Jesus say yes, nobody can say no.
Exactly. God gives and God takes.
Amen.
If you ain't God, you're not giving and you ain't taking.
Alleluia. Yassine! What's the one that you always say from church, à mon entendant?
Oh, à bon entendeur, salut. Let me tell you something.
Oh my God.
I think I was a preacher in a past life. Deadass. So, I don't mind sharing. Some people believe, you know, working time, whatever. And I get it.
I understand
but
that.
I feel like when you put it out in the universe and the universe got you,
it's going to give it right back.
She's going to give it to you.
But also, I don't even mind sharing what we have manifested because we're, again, this is pre-recorded. This is not going to be out for a minute. And maybe some of the stuff that we're going to talk about today will have happened by the time that this is launched.
Yeah. And even then, the only time I wouldn't talk about something is if, like, we have not started to work on. Mm-hmm. But, like, a lot of things I think we kind of already started working on.
Yeah.
So.
So what's the first thing that you would say that we're manifesting for ourselves with this podcast?
Damn, that's crazy. I mean, more events. We already did.
We've had a second one now.
Yep. Sold out, baby.
Sold out and then some.
Yeah. And the thing that was so crazy is that most of the people that came,
85% of the people that showed up,
we have never seen them. I don't know who
any of y'all were from a can of paint.
I was about to say that, girl. I'm a goddamn can of paint. I did not know who they were.
I felt like Kiki Palmer that whole night. I don't know who this man is.
Yes.
I didn't understand.
Shout out to them, but I was so surprised and so like taken back because I was like.
If for those of you who were at this event and who are listening and watching this episode, one, thank you for coming. We appreciate you a lot. Shout out to y'all. Much love. But also, if either one of us looked disassociated.
It was a rough night.
Just know it was rough. And I was very much blacked out from disassociation and overstimulation and nerves. And I feel like I could say you were as well.
Yo, if you didn't see me that night.
Don't ask questions.
No, dead ass. I was like, if you did not speak to me that night, I'm so sorry. Actually,
I also apologize if you didn't speak to me that night or if I didn't have my highest energy while talking to you. But like some of the people who were coming up to us at the beginning of the night when we were doing tickets downstairs, who were talking to me being like, oh, congratulations on the event. Your last one did so well. Congratulations on wrapping the first season of the podcast. And I'm just here like, and in my head I'm thinking, thank you, but also, and you are like, huh? I'm like, how you know me and how you know the pod? I don't know you. What? Like, I was so confused again. So much love to all of you guys because that was,
I think, like, we were both not mentally prepared.
No.
And like, also for context, like, we were organizing this event in a whole nother city.
And technically up until the last minute, the way that this was meant to be organized was not supposed to be our event. This was just supposed to be an event that we were hosting.
I see what you mean, but I knew that it was
that. Yeah, deep down, I knew that the way it was going to turn out was like people were going to think that it was 100% our event and that this was a faux pas event and not
a faux pas end.
And je t'aime event. Yeah. But
it was just a lot of things happening behind the scenes on top of like you just started a new job.
You were in the process of starting your new one.
Yeah.
Of like still finalizing that.
Yeah, I was like finalizing / interviewing. So like there was a lot of things happening. Mm-hmm. I was exhausted. Mm-hmm. I think that weekend.
That weekend,
you Thursday were to K.O. Sunday.
K.O.
I think I slept altogether less than 10 hours.
Because you had gone to an event Thursday the night before. Sunday. You had gone to an event the night before on a Saturday.
Yeah,
and I was accepting. And you got in on Friday.
Yeah, I was doing some, and I think I was, bro. Okay.
Neither here nor there, but.
Yes, there was just a lot of things happening. Mm-hmm. I was sleep deprived, hungry, mm-hmm. and just irritated from the beginning, mm-hmm. you know? And then
we both got there, and like, Octave had looked at us, and he was just like, oh.
Yeah,
it's like y'all are not okay.
Yeah, he's like, what the hell's going on?
Like, just sit down and eat something, please. Cause like,
he's like, Friday coming.
Nah, that was some Daron behavior right there. Yeah. But I appreciate it though, cause honestly, if it weren't for him, I don't think we would have had a decent meal before that whole thing happened. Yeah. So thank you.
I think if it was not for Octave, I wouldn't have made it through the night. Shout out to Octave.
Same.
You know,
we love you. But
from infinity to infinity.
But yeah, no, that was a lot. And listen, we got through the event in one piece. We got home in one piece.
Yes, sir.
So,
and we had some cackles.
You know? We had a lot of cackles.
Yeah, we were super. I'm never gonna forget when I said Gaia. Anyways.
Anyway, but apart from events that we're continuing to manifest, because they're definitely going to keep happening.
Yeah, definitely more events, networking events, and mm-hmm. like different types of events.
Yeah. Our next one's definitely going to be a daytime one and not a nighttime one.
Yeah, because fucking hell.
This nighttime stuff.
It's a lot.
God damn.
I don't know how y'all do it. For real.
No, because that's the thing. I feel like contrary to popular belief of people who just meet us, we're not going out people like that. Or at least I'm not as much as I used to be.
Yeah. I think like it's people think that we're both like extroverted.
I mean, I am.
She's a lot more than I am. Mm-hmm. I'm not. I'm not. And people think I'm capping. I'm not. Most of the time y'all meet me, especially if it's like an event, nighttime setting, I've been drinking. If you meet me sober in the daytime, we might not speak. And if we do, like, it's because I really fuck with your vibe, you know? Mm-hmm. It doesn't mean that I don't fuck with your vibe if I don't speak to you when I meet you. It's just, like, it might not be that instant, like, click.
Yeah, the instant, like, hi, oh my God, how are you?
Yes, it might not be that instant click, you know? Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
More events.
Yeah, more events. We have, like, a little cool, some physical goods that we're kind of planning to doing. So maybe we'll have like, I don't know, water bottle,
stickers. Maybe a beanie. Maybe
a journal.
A planner.
Like yeah, a planner. Who knows? Mm-hmm. A fucking journal.
Yeah, something. Just,
you know, a couple of this, a couple of that. A
couple of bits and bobs, you feel me?
Yes.
But stay tuned for that one.
What else? What else? NYFW, New York Fashion Week.
Mm-hmm. That's another thing we're working on. Working on building up a contact list of people so that we can actually go next year.
Try and get them.
we're really trying to go to New York Fashion Week. And then hopefully after that, well, not even hopefully after that, after that would be Paris Fashion Week.
Yes, sir. After.
The year.
I'm dying at yesterday, like cracking up every time I say something. It makes it funnier. Yesin's a technician at Group Chat Studio.
Yeah.
Shout out to Group Chat
Studios. Shout out to Group Chat Studios again. Shout out to both Yesin and Bernard.
Bernard loves when we do them shout outs.
I know. Shout out, Lisa. You got Yaz and Bern on the mic and Yaz and Bern in the background every time. So they love us just that much for those reasons.
This is a Yaz and Bern's
production. Damn. Across all boards.
Yes. Damn. We're so annoying.
We really are. Anyways, yeah, New York Fashion Week, Paris Fashion Week, definitely in like the September season, because I'm not trying to go to New York or Paris in February when it's very cold.
I mean, it's better than Montreal.
Paris and Montreal are basically the same in February. Huh? Yes.
Okay.
Le climat change pas tant là. It's really, it's not that different. It might be a little warmer. New York might even be a smidge warmer, but anyway. The snow's still there on both ends.
It don't matter for me as long as I'm there.
Yeah. Yeah, Fashion Week. What else? We kind of already talked about After Hours before, but After Hours that we're working on.
Yeah.
Currently.
Also, something that, like, I think we've talked about briefly, you and I, wanting to do, like, master classes.
Mm-hmm.
I think that'd be really cool. Having people a master who class, are like in the industry and sharing knowledge.
Yeah.
And
mainly like, on styling, I feel like.
I think, like, styling, just anything, like, within the fashion industry would be very beneficial.
Mm-hmm.
But I would love to host master class and give people, like, a platform and give people some sort of, like, entryway to the industry or like of like knowledge that they're not able to access, because sometimes it's like, yes, you know that you need to have certain knowledge on certain things, but sometimes you don't even know what to ask.
You don't. And I remember, I think it was I don't remember which episode that we had recorded, season one, where I was having people like who were reaching out to me who were first year students at the college that I went to, who were asking me like, oh, like how, like, did you get into this at this time? How did you get this internship at around this time? Which contacts did you get for this and that? And I'm just like, and I've even had like my old, not my old professors in college, but old teachers in high school who have reached out to me asking me, hey, can you show up on a Zoom call or like send me like an email of like things that you did or that you learned within your first year, so that my student who's asking or who wants to get involved in this as well can have like some sort of pointers or at least like a rough draft of what to expect. And like both times, that's the thing. The first time that I did that, I was literally like on Zoom with my design teacher at the time. I had done a design course, like a co-op situation for 6 months at L'Estée Collégiale, like way back when. And he knew that I was like, I think he knew before I knew that I was going to get into styling instead of designing.
Mm-hmm.
I think he sensed that like right when I started the class, because me and a sewing machine, me and pattern making, we were not friends. So I was the upcycle girl in the class. That's what I wanted to do with my collection at the time. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think he had recognized my eye for style and styling early. So when I did end up getting into it, when I did go to Collège La Salle after, I think it was like when I had graduated or when I was in my end of my second year, he had, he was in Montreal. I had gone to coffee with him and his partner. And then he had asked me to join in on a Zoom call for his, like his students that year to basically like talk about my college career and talk about where I'm headed and how I got here and how I knew that I wanted to do this specifically. And like, what can you expect from the school? What can you expect from the classes? What do you have to do yourself? What can you ask people and professors for, et cetera?
Mm-hmm.
Which like, at first I was, there was always the mini imposter syndrome when that happened, because I was like, oh, like you want me to talk to the kids about this? Like, you know?
No, that ass.
But at the same time, I was like, it's flattering. And yeah, I do feel like I'm a good person to do that and to like give mentorship on or give pointers on. Same thing for my old high school theater prof of like 6 years who asked me to do the same thing for one of his students. And then same thing that I do now, or well, not that I do now, but that I did like for the last 2-3 years with teaching at my modeling agency in Ottawa. That's basically like mentorship. I'm giving these girls advice on everything down to the T of the industry, because I've been in it for like almost 8 years now, you know? So if not me, I don't know who you're going to ask. At least in that regard, I know of many women who started with me at the same time that I still talk to this day, who would be great at like doing those classes and teaching and like giving that advice, but they're very booked and busy. And I was just more available to teach. So, you know, like clearly I was doing something with my job. If I had parents coming back to my bosses being like, can she please teach every single class? Or can she like, you know, be around for like coaching or whatever? And I'm just like, I'm just saying, a lot of the students that I've had ended up signing after and have gotten very good gigs from being at the agency after. So
pat yourself on the back. One time, two time,
give myself
three times. I know, that's right.
But yeah, all that to say, a crash course, I think, for us to do later on would be great. I would love to do that. Some sort of masterclass style. We would have to figure out obviously what platform we would want to do it on, and like if we like how many classes or how many units or what's it called? It's called a modules.
This, I never think I showed you
modules that we want to separate in.
So basically,
is this not on your website? The part?
Maybe. Yeah. I don't know. But I had.
Oh my god! I remember us talking about the first point.
So I had written like products, a list of like things that we wanted to do with like FOPA the brand.
I remember this. Share some of them? Okay, yeah. June 27, 2022. Okay, so this was the summer. Yeah. This is before we both. No, you had already moved. I hadn't moved yet. Yeah. Okay, so one of the things that we had talked about on here for like FOPA the brand of things that we want to do was this is one product that we want to make eventually, but a question card game for creatives, kind of like a Convo and Chill but for creatives. I would really be down to do that. That sounds so fun to me. Events, a pop-up style shop.
Yeah,
I won't say too much more on that because might be in the works, might not be in the works in some sort of regard.
Yeah, who knows.
Digital goods. Fashion Football podcast, which we're recording on right now, Football After Hours, an online directory, so where people can find.
Yeah, so essentially the online directory that we'd love to make would be like, so people can have access to a directory of creatives in Canada, and starting with like Ottawa, Montreal.
Yeah. I can already think of so many people who would be on that directory.
Yeah, 100%.
Because like, a lot of these people,
there's some talent up in here.
There's a lot. And we're very fortunate to be friends with a lot of these people.
Yeah, some of these people, like, they work with us. We've been fortunate enough to hire some of them too for some of our stuff. Like,
yeah,
we've had some
of these people at both of our events.
Yep.
Either working for us or like just as guests. And y'all are some talented ass
my
people.
Fuckers.
My god.
What else are we manifesting with FOPA Canada?
I mean, obviously just for it to, like, have a global reach.
I didn't know that.
Come on. I mean, I feel like we talked about this before, but this is obviously not, like, a year's time situation. But, like, eventually, for sure. I'm not putting a timeline on it now. But, like, I feel like eventually people around the globe...
I mean, we have some people listening.
Yeah, we do have people. Apparently, we got people listening in Germany. We got people listening in South Africa.
I mean, look at this analytics. I'm like, what? What's happening here?
Even if it's a small percentage, I'm like, that's still quite a few people who be chiming in. And I'm like, I mean, for the Germans, guten Tag to y'all. But what? I got to claim half of my...
your people.
Half my people. But yeah, like, shit, I don't know, genre. I saw that and I was like, damn.
What are you manifesting for yourself? I can't talk today. What's happening?
I don't know what's going on. We're both glitching today. Anyways.
The beatboxing?
Never mind. Never mind. That was the wrong.
That's an inside, y'all. That's funny. Not you DJing.
Let me do it. Turntables.
Should have looked at the camera when you did that. Anyway, some people might get it.
Some people get it. Some of my girlfriends are going to get
that. The girls that get it.
Get it. And the girls that don't.
Don't.
Mm-hmm.
Moving on.
What are things that I'm manifesting for myself? My website to be launched by my birthday.
How has that been working for you? Wow. The way I have to fight this woman to do some things is literally insane.
She really does.
I have to literally like take her to a boxing ring and fucking box her to get her shit done.
Girl, we're not just going to talk about me right now if we're going to go there. Because did you still get change?
Anyways.
Voila.
Career-wise, I have to...
But little life task-wise, yeah. I have to fight you on shit.
Yeah, she has to fight me on life task. One thing about me...
Oh, my God.
I'm just not domesticated. I hate doing domestic things. Like, am I going to go to the grocery store? No, I will get my groceries delivered.
One thing about Bernie, if she can pay for convenience, she will do it.
Yes.
Every time.
I've been poor. I know what it's like. It's like... I have the money now. I will pay for convenience every time.
Anyways, things I'm manifesting for myself. My website to be launched by my birthday. I'm manifesting, what else am I manifesting career-wise? I mean, for the job where I'm at now, growth in that role and also like just being in that position for over a year, I would say. If not a little bit more. Like, I could see myself there for
a bit.
A good 2 years if I don't find anything better. Like, I really like the team and I really like the job at hand. It's fun.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all girls. So we're having a great time.
Yeah.
You know?
Love it when it's with the girls.
Yeah. And I have nice benefits from being at this job.
I get nice benefit from her being at the job.
Damn right you do. But yeah, so it's a good time. I could see myself there for a bit. Even if it's not like in the fashion field, it's still like this job and the people that I meet with the role that I'm in right now could definitely be used as a networking thing for me. Like,
yeah, it's still in marketing.
It's an influencer marketing
part of fashion.
Mm-hmm. It's an influencer marketing specifically. And like, I could, some of these relationships that I'm making with influencers right now that we work with are like people that I could have as clients later on if they need me for stuff.
Yeah.
Specifically shoots. So, you know,
that's tea.
Mm-hmm. What else am I manifest? But wow.
Can't English.
Wow.
The queen's language, you know, sometimes. Queen's language, man. Or should I say king?
Duh. God.
My bad.
We're not going to get into that.
My bad.
It's okay. Maybe habla español for the rest of this episode. Mm. Nah. What else am I manifesting for myself? I definitely, in terms of like my freelancing still... I will for sure be doing another creative in the new year.
Okay. It's been a minute.
It's been a long time since I've styled and directed a creative. And I really want to do that. And there's one in particular that I want to do in April or May. I have everything figured out for it already. I've got the mood board. I have the model. I have the photographer that I want in mind. Location TBD. But
okay. That's enough.
I have everything in mind for that. It's just a matter of like still talking to the model about how we're going to blend my vision and his vision for the project. But it's
oh Lord. The reason why I'm reacting like this is because I know what and who and everything. Moving on.
It'll be cute. Anyways.
I'm sure it will.
But yeah. And then, so yeah, definitely creatives more. I definitely want to, I'm speaking out to existence that I'm either going to style a magazine cover or model a magazine cover. Doesn't matter what the magazine is. Ideally a fashion magazine, but
as long as you do it.
As long as I do it, whether I'm the face of it or I'm the person who made the face and the look cute.
That's right.
So one way or another, it's going to happen. I've spoken out into existence more than once. I have tweeted about it. Mm-hmm. It's out there for the world to hear.
Yes, sir. Oh, my God. Twitter's actually a good...
Twitter's a great way to manifest things. Yo,
the way that sometimes I go back into tweets and I'm like, y'all saw how
Tatiana
I said that?
Does that often.
Y'all saw how I said I was going to do that? Now look.
Tatsy does that often. Shout out to you, Tatsy. But she does that often.
My Libra sister.
Mm-hmm. And she did it specifically for... when she went to the Fadi Ipupa concert, she had manifested that. She manifested that whole situation.
Oh, that's right.
Of like being on stage and everything before it ever happened. Like I think years before it happened.
Amen. We're in church now.
She really did. She really did that. Very proud of her. But she's manifested a lot of great things for herself via Twitter. And I feel like I should start doing that.
You know what? I used to do that a lot. I might go back into
it. I just don't tweet. So it's unknown territory to me, but I definitely should do it. Yeah. Like literally my Twitter bio is you will see my opinions in my retweets, because that's really what it is. I don't tweet. I just retweet. And if you want to know what I'm thinking or how I think, you'll see it in my retweets. But yeah, for sure. Magazine cover somewhere along those lines. What else am I manifesting for myself? Working with a fashion brand, whether it like on like a content creator influencer type thing. So like just working with more brand deals in general. It's been a minute since I've had a brand deal, but in order for me to do that, I would have to be more
active. Yes.
So there's that. But brand deals in general, whether it's jewelry companies or clothing companies, please, for the clothing companies, why don't y'all send more micro-influencers stuff? I don't understand that. Like, you and I have talked about this before. Because you get a lot of skincare PR. And, like...
I mean, I don't get PR as often anymore.
No, but when you would get it often, it was, like, skincare, beauty tools, makeup,
jewelry.
Yeah.
But at some point, my page was a lot of, like, beauty. And I did not realize how much, like, beauty stuff that I posted. So I guess it makes sense. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, I think like fashion brands only send to fashion, like I don't know, I don't think they send to like lifestyle brands. Like they really want to make sure that it's
like a niche person. Yeah. But some of these fashion brands I see who like will send like loads of clothes, specifically more so the fashion brands though, which those are not really brands that I want to work with to begin with. But like they'll send like an abundance of clothes to like the lifestyle girls,
but they usually have a lot of followers.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying though. The lifestyle girls who have big numbers.
But if they're niche, if they're micro, it's usually like they want more niche, more fashion based.
The micro fashion girls who are like strictly fashion girls that I see who get brand deals with clothes are like they will get brand deals with high fashion brands or like with high street. Like you're paying a pretty penny for the product type. Clothes.
It depends.
I don't know. Some of the girls that I follow, at least the ones that I follow who are based in Europe, like they'll get, like, I've seen them get sponsorships with like Selfridges in London, or what's it called? Like just Europe-based brands, whether it's like Mango or Koss, or what else is there?
Whatever other anyway, brands.
But yes. Just bigger European houses for fashion brands. Sometimes even designer names that we know, but like it'll be like on a smaller scale. Like they'll either send them a perfume or they'll send them like, I don't know, a tote or like a bag or whatever type of thing. I see a lot of people get deals with the Real Real for the secondhand stuff. The secondhand designer stuff.
Yeah.
That would be nice. One day.
Oh, you gotta be active, girl.
Yeah.
I do. Posting.
I feel like that's for the most part what I'm manifesting right now. Brand deals, working for a magazine, website launch, doing more creatives, and okay, yeah, apart from the creatives that I am like self-producing and self-styling, mm-hmm. that I've like come up with the concept, I'm manifesting that when I get booked for styling gigs, I am not working for free. Like if you are hiring me as a stylist for whatever the job is, mm-hmm. personal styling, you're styling me for a music video, you want me to style you for a music video shoot, I'm going to style you for a model test shoot, whatever the case may be. Even if you know me, don't come to me on no, it's a collaborative effort tip.
Man, the only time I'd say yes to...
is if it's my friend.
Unpaid thing is if it's a creative.
If it's a creative, yeah, that's the thing. The only time that I will say yes to unpaid work is if no one's getting paid on that set at all and we're all doing a creative together, mm-hmm. or if the person that has brought me on to do this is like a very good friend of mine.
Yeah.
At most. But otherwise, if I just know you and you've brought me on to the project and I know you're getting something out of it, but y'all are trying to run me on some bullshit of we don't got budget, then if you don't got budget, then don't call me.
You ain't got no budget, you ain't got no stylist. Simple as that.
Simple as that. I think that's about it. What are you manifesting for yourself career-wise?
Hey, I don't even know. I'm not going to lie to you. I feel like there's been so many changes in my life right now that like I can't even wrap my brain around anything. I think maybe like more, I want to get back into writing, some more like writing opportunities. I used to write for like publications since high school. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I'd love to write for some publication again. A lot of the things that I was like manifesting career-wise like already happened. Like I wanted to be published in a book. I've been published in magazines multiple times. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know what else I could ask for. I guess maybe I'd love to do a TED Talk. That could be cool.
That could be cool.
maybe more speaking engagements too.
I just thought of something like for both of us, like as Fashion Fopa. What? But like you and me getting invited, like as the podcast on other people's. Podcasts.
Yeah, I'd love to do that.
Or sure. Other people's panels that they're having.
Yeah. I've done some panels, some speaking engagements. I think I'd love to do a little bit more of that too. Mm-hmm. It kind of gets me out of my shell. And honestly, like, although I'm a pretty shy person, if the subject is something I'm passionate about and I can
she'll talk
off the top of my head, mm-hmm. I'll talk.
Yeah.
I'll speak. If I'm not interested in it, I'm not talking. It's simple as that. I love to travel for work, mm-hmm. for my work. So, mm-hmm. Love to go to Europe for work. New York Fashion Week, obviously, we talked about that. Mm-hmm. I'd love to have my work on Vogue. You know, a little Vogue Italia would not hurt at all.
I feel like one of the most recent creatives that you did could easily go there.
Which one?
Kimmel's. Yeah. Some of the shots from that shoot.
I can see that for sure. I can definitely see that.
Oh my God.
We shall see.
Vogue Italia would be great to get. Honestly, if I'm envisioning the way that this creative is going to go when I do it in April, I would not mind trying to push people to get that submitted on there, because I feel like those shots are going to come out.
So a little Vogue would not hurt. Nope. At all. I don't know what else I could be. I don't know. I think I'd have to think about that one to figure it out.
Uh-huh.
But definitely, I think like a lot of the career things I want to do now are not necessarily specific to fashion.
Mm.
But more so like craft as an artist in general.
Yeah.
I think I would also launch my brand.
Oh. I didn't think you were going to talk about that.
How could I forget? Yeah, it's a sensitive topic. It is a very sensitive topic for me. My friends know not to ask me about it because it's very sensitive. But it's going to happen eventually. I've been working on it for years now. Mm-hmm. Longer than I could ever admit. Since just too long.
A long time. But needless to say, when it does happen, I'm very excited to be one of your first customers for it.
Thank you. I appreciate it. It will be very, I think, like, you know, like how artists, like, they release their final album and then it's like you really discover who they are or whatever. I feel like when I release my brand, like, people will
understand.
Get like a different side of me that they don't necessarily get to see.
I feel like that's what was the case for Alex when he launched his brand.
Yeah. So
let's see a whole nother side of him.
I'd also love to do some collabs with certain brands. Work with certain brands. I think like even with Alex's brands, we've talked about it. We literally have like a collection that
you two working together on a like within the brand, like a collab type thing, yeah, would be, oh,
we already, wow, have like something
it that would we look about. Killer.
Yeah.
Killer.
We talked about a collection.
I better briefly. Be a muse on that freaking
girl. You know what's funny though? This guy that I met couple years ago is the whole reason why that collection came to mind.
Really?
Yeah.
That collection specifically, or your brand?
Not that collection.
Okay.
Not
the brand, yeah, girl. I was gonna say. Hold on. Let's not give credit to a man.
Oh, that is kind of out of brand for me, babe. But I will give credit where it's due. I met this guy, and I don't know, something about his energy. I just like
gave
something
the inspo for the collection that you, yes, would work on with Alex. Yeah. Okay. I just thought of another thing that I would manifest for myself career-wise, but we've talked about this before. Slowly, but I don't even know if I'm going to fully claim this or not, but get back into my modeling bag slowly.
Why is she rolling her eyes as she says that? Get back into my modeling
bag. Well, because I feel like part of me, this is imposter syndrome talking, but part of me feels like it's a little too late, because it's been a long time since I've been in it and that I've like...
You're literally a baby.
Okay, but like, still.
Please.
So yeah, slowly but surely get back into my modeling bag. I think I just want to, what I really want to do is just do a shoot, like a creative shoot where I'm modeling in it. And like, I feel good about the styling, the photography, mm-hmm, the aesthetic, the photos, all the above. And
I,
yes,
think I also want to get more comfortable in front of the camera.
I have not been in front of a camera. Okay, that's a lie. Because like, I did do a gig like a month ago, but it was on some lifestyle type, yeah, thing. But I have not been in front of a camera on a creative or more editorial style shoot, mm-hmm, in like 4 years, maybe.
Mm.
It's been a long time. So I don't even like, I feel like I'd be so rusty. But at the same time, a part of me is like, no, you remember how to be in front of a professional camera on a studio set. Like, you know it. It just has to be unlocked.
Yeah.
I feel like the day that you see me on a set like that, doing a, like, I don't know if you'll recognize me.
I don't know, but I definitely want to be more comfortable in front of the camera. I did a creative with Eddie like a year ago now.
Yeah,
in January it's gonna be a year. No, actually, and I think we did it like literally December 31st or something, going to the, like, it was like a couple hours before like the new year.
Mm-hmm.
And they got published in a magazine recently.
Mm-hmm.
Well, not recently, in August. And either he told me or he never told me. I don't know what happened.
I was going to say, I don't know why it took so long for these pictures to come out.
I've seen the pictures before.
And you
know?
Had shown me them before, which is why I was confused as to why they were posted now.
Well, apparently it was published in the magazine and he told me, but I never saw the tear sheet. And he sent it to me like He's like, oh yeah, like
Eddie.
And I was like, what is happening? Anyways,
Eddie.
But I was like, oh, my little face on a magazine. Oh, that's cute. And I've done like a couple of modeling things, for like small brands and whatever. I definitely don't think I would ever be a model or whatever, but I think it's like fun. It's a different part of myself, a different part of my creativity. So maybe do more shoots.
You know how to get on in front of a camera, so.
But I feel like no one can take proper photos of me. I was so surprised that Eddie's pictures was
very
nice.
It's very difficult, even for me though. Like even some of the shots that I've been in before, because I've been in magazines before, and granted, I was a baby, bean baby, like 17. So those shots, the candids were good. The more editorial shots, I was not a fan of whatsoever, because I just feel like I've never really come across photographers who really can take a solid photo of me. No disrespect to them. There are a few that did really have done really well, but sometimes it's not it.
Yeah.
But anyways.
Even my friends, all bitches can't take pictures of me for shit. That's why I take my own photos. I had to train Yasmin, and to this day.
I was waiting for you to target me.
To this day, I still have to like be like, and I'd be nice about it. I'm like, can you actually just, you know, but goddamn.
Anyways. Yeah. I feel like that kind of wraps it up for this episode.
Wrapping it up at me throwing shit at you.
What other note like do you want to wrap it up on? I rebuke that. I rebuke it. We're going to wrap it up on something different. But as far as the manifestation goes, I think that that's what we have, at least for right now. The lists will grow bigger with time.
Yeah. Let us know what you're manifesting in your life.
Yes. Let us know what you would like. Damn, I just checked my phone and this is...
Someone's here to pick us up.
Uh-huh. No, it's the text that follows that was even just crazier. But anyways.
Wrap it up. Oh, damn. Anyways. I haven't seen the message. I just saw the names.
I know. Anyways. Yeah, so... That's pretty much everything we're manifesting career-wise for the podcast, for ourselves. There'll be more to come with time. But yeah, like Bernie said, let us know what you guys are manifesting for yourselves in your career, in your personal life, in your ultimate goals. Could be big or small, whatever the case may be. But we want to hear it. Let's have a conversation about it.
Yes. As always, you can find us at the Fashion Fopa Podcast. Mm-hmm. We made it easy for y'all.
You can find us at Fopa Canada as well, or fopa.ca on Instagram.
Yes, sir.
You can find us at the Fashion Fopa Podcast on TikTok. Or no, it's fopa.ca on TikTok.
Amen.
Uh-huh. And you can find us individually. I heard yes and as well just now. You can also find us individually at
King Bernie with two E's at the end.
And at Yes Isaiah on Instagram as well.
And remember,
love always.
And always love.
And we'll see you on the next one.
See ya.
That concludes today's episode. We hope you've enjoyed it. Before you leave, make sure to follow or subscribe wherever you're listening to us.
Leave us a review if you're on Apple Podcasts.
And catch us in an instant at the Fashion Fopa Podcast on Instagram and individually.
At King Bernie with two E's at the end.
And at Yas Isaiah on Instagram.
Until next time, and remember, love always.
And always love.